Hi guys, what's up? Honestly, I say I'm gonna be on it every Sunday. Every Sunday I'm about to be clocked in. Y'all, I do not be clocked in. I do not. I'm sorry. But I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone is healthy, blessed, just in the most amazing space. It's the end of the year, baby. It's fourth quarter, but we in the last. I ain't even finna act like I know. I don't know nothing about no sports, but it's fourth quarter. We're fourth quarter. It's 10 seconds on the clock. Yeah. That sound good. That sound like I know what I'm talking about. We got 10 seconds on the clock, and yeah, it's but we about to be out of there. Nonetheless, unfortunately, I didn't write a prayer today. So we're just gonna just give God thanks. We're blessed to be here. We're blessed to be in the number once again. We are so thankful to just be alive and to be able to breathe. Just not taking any day for granted. Even if today was a horrible day, even if yesterday was a horrible day, we can always make it right. Period. Anyway, the episode for today is Good Soil. Good Soil is the meaning behind that is think of your life as a beautiful garden, right? And to have a beautiful garden, for it to be just so amazing, for you to have the juiciest fruit and the just nutrients and the most beautiful flowers, you need good soil. So today I'm going to be talking about some things you can implement into your life that just brings the goodness and just brings the blessings and the good energy and all of that. Okay. Disclaimer. A lot of these things, just apply these things to your life as you see fit, because I live alone and I don't have kids and I have 3 bedrooms. So y'all, the Christmas music is sending me. Now I put on some Christmas music, period. Merry Christmas, by the way. But I have a prayer room, but if you cannot have a prayer room, that's fine. Like, it's not like, just put it in your life as you see fit. Okay? Period. So, getting into things, we're going to start with spiritual hygiene. Okay? This is, if not the most important point. Spiritual hygiene and personal hygiene goes hand in hand. I may go a little overboard with spiritual hygiene, and I get it. You know, like I get it. I'm that type of person. I do the most, but good spiritual hygiene is the foundation for a good life. I don't have a life of drama. No one bothers me at all. If somebody bothers me, it's because of, it's a leak somewhere. Like, whether I be dealing with somebody that got a lot going on with them and that energy just, you know, whatever, they got a crazy ex or whatever, I don't know. That's the only time that I really get a whiff of anything. But overall, I live a great life. I don't have any drama. Nobody bothers me. I don't really worry about too much. I go everywhere very comfortably. But I'm the type of person, even if it was an issue, I'm still comfortable wherever I go. I have coffee today, by the way. Let me take a little sip. And I made it so sweet. I hate that. But it's okay. We're going to still drink it. But yeah. I don't be having all that shit going on. I'm going to be real with you. I do not be having all that shit going on. It just doesn't feel good for me. Like, I like my life to just, I don't bother anybody. So I don't want nobody bothering me. So to keep people from bothering me, I don't bother them. I don't really too much engage. Like, I don't gossip. That's something that I really had to work on, not gossiping, because be careful. You have to be careful about the things that you say. If we really understood and really took the time to really think about a lot of shit that we've said about people, or just some of the conversations that we engaged in that just tore down the next person. You don't know what people going through. You don't know why people act the way they act. You don't know, like, you just never know. We only know a fraction of a person's life. I always say that because the people only know a fraction of my life. Now, I don't feel like everyone should just because you lived a bad life don't mean you should go around being bad to other people. But take into consideration the next person. Like, people may be going from house to house or going from bed to bed because it's a lack somewhere. You know, it's not normal to be one to be fucking off the chain. You know what I mean? It's not really that normal. So it's something there. So when you look at it from that aspect, you just don't talk about people, period. You don't know what the fuck people are going through. Moving on. Yeah, spiritual hygiene. Like, I'm a person of cleansing. I'm cleansing often. I don't have a lot of heavy traffic in here for real. Like, my sister come visit every now and then. My dad will stop by, but he don't even come inside, honestly. He weird, but he don't really come. He don't come inside. But I don't really have a lot going on, so I don't cleanse. If I'm cleansing, I'm just cleansing just the places that I frequent. Like, I know I come in the prayer room often. I always have to make sure, like, when I cleanse, when I really mop every week and just do my little 1-2, I start in the prayer room, because if the energy is off anywhere else in here, it cannot be off. Like, I need everything to be, you know, because this is where the real nitty gritty happens. I'm getting down on my knees, you know, like, I'm really, this is what me and God is just locked in. This is my church. This is my sanctuary. My whole house is my sanctuary, but this prayer room, hey, need that. And it gotta be perfect. But spiritual cleansing, I take spiritual baths every week. I have to keep my energy. I have to keep my energy up. I have to get clean. You know, I don't have a lot of drama in my life, but I'm not going to act like I don't have enemies. And I probably don't have a lot of drama in my life because of my cleansing, honestly. Like, if things are off, you know, if my energy is off or whatever, I know it's like, you know, and it's not nothing that is common, you know, because that's another thing. We have to have common sense. Like, oh my God, I'm having such a headache. Like, somebody must be like, no, babe, you ate a bag of salt and vinegar chips, babe. It's the salt. That's it. Ain't nobody doing nothing to you. It's the salt. But if things are off, I know what to do. I know, like, okay, let me do this, let me do that. So cleansing is a very big part of my life, my day to day. Also, I mind my business. Minding your business is spiritual. Leaving people alone is spiritual. You have to really be careful about talking about people, but fucking with people. You don't know what people believe in. You don't know what people's practices are. You know, like, just because you believe in this and this and this doesn't mean that the next person is. You know, people, black magic is real. Witchcraft is real. It's very real. So you have to be careful. And I feel like Hollywood and just the media, period, the way that witchcraft and black magic has been perceived is, oh, you gotta do this, you sacrificing goats and you just mixing up potions, which that is a part of it, but witchcraft is also going on that girl page Knowing you don't like that girl with ill intentions, looking through her pictures with all that hate and disgust in your heart and your stomach, that's witchcraft. Talking about people, talking bad about people, and I hope this happened, that's witchcraft, babe. Be mindful of the things you do. Be mindful of the shit you say. Because for one, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people's belief systems are. I don't really talk about, I talk about my beliefs. You know, we're going to get into it a little later on, but I don't play with people. I study a lot. I do a lot of research. I'm a multifaceted queen, okay? Like, Christianity is my background. Christianity is my roots. I was raised in a church. I was raised with those beliefs, but I do research I need to know everything. You know, like, I implement different things into my life. I don't keep dishes in the sink. I don't keep a lot of shit by the front door. Like, I have the entryways and the exits. I have the shit, like, in a certain kind of way, you know, because I don't want it to be no blocks. I really believe in it. Like, I don't want a lot of shit by the front door. I don't want, like, no clutter, because I feel like that's holding up money. That's holding up, like, it's just creating stagnant energy. So being clean, when they say cleanliness is next to godliness, I take that very literal. Like, I don't want all that shit around. And also, that's a part of feng shui. Feng shui is, I think it's like Asian or something like that. I don't know if it's Buddhism, I don't know what it is, but I implement shit into my life. So with that being said, you don't know what people's belief systems are. You don't know what people are consistent in. Me, I'm consistent in whatever work that I do. I'm consistent in cleansing. Therefore, if you are speaking of me or being weird or just, you know, like wishing bad on me, you have to be very mindful, because I don't play that shit. I take threats very literally. I take a lot of shit to the heart. And yeah, we just gonna leave that there. I take shit personally, not just for me, but for my family, the people that are in my circle, the people that I love and admire, that, you know, maybe don't believe in the things that I believe in. It's cool. They don't have to, because when I'm fasting for myself, I'm fasting for my family and my loved ones. You know what I mean? So I just be mindful of spewing out negativity. Just be mindful. Mind your fucking business, period. Mind your business, mind your manners, and mind your magic. Moving on. Meditation. I meditate every single day. A lot of people, I feel like it's a lot of misconceptions with meditation. Of course, like sitting Indian style and eyes closed, humming, you know, that is a form of meditation. But meditation is really just when you're focused on one thing, and like it's like controlling your thoughts. It's like just being okay. Say for instance, if you are just sitting there, you're sitting down and you're just focused on your breathing. You're meditating. When you're working out, it's different forms of meditation. So just look into whatever suits you. But I do be, it's a lot of shit that I do. I do a lot of different forms. But meditation is very important, because it's mind control. And I believe that a lot of things start in the mind. Our mind, I say this almost every episode, but I need to stop, because I'm getting distracted. I'm playing with this thing. Our mental is tied to our physical and our spiritual. So I have to make sure that I'm controlling my thoughts, because I'm a person, I hyperfixate on things. Like, I always got a think piece. I'm thinking deep, digging deep into some shit. Some shit don't even be, everything isn't deep. Everything isn't, you know, some things are just surface level, and I'm working through that. So by meditating, it helps me to control my thoughts, to be mindful of the things that I ponder on. Now I'm to a place to where if a negative thought comes in my mind, I'm literally telling myself, like, sometimes even like I speak out loud. If I'm thinking of something negative, I'll be like, I'll say it out loud. I mean, it may seem crazy to other people. Some people be like, girl, what you doing? Like, girl, I'm thinking of some bullshit and I don't want to think about it. So meditation is key. Also, if you have spiritual gifts and abilities, it's really good to meditate because it helps you to just get more in tune with that. Another thing that I practice is color therapy. Colors are tied to emotions, feelings, energy. So say for instance, the color red, it's tied to femininity, creativity, passion, things like that. So when you want to feel more confident, when you want that energy boost, wear red. That also ties into juicing and eating. You know, if my energy is off, if I'm feeling like I'm not feeling that confident, I'm having like a creative block or something like that, I make sure that every morning I take an apple cider vinegar and cayenne pepper shot. And it's red. Of course, it's spicy, but it really like gives me that boost that I need, that boost in confidence. And I really feel like it's why, you know, people be like, oh, you're just so wonderful, you're just so beautiful. I feel like it's because of that. So color therapy is really good. Also, music. I love music so much, and to the point where if I don't feel like listening to music, I know something is off because I love music. Music is, how many minutes I got? Oh, that's good. Okay. Music is like, it's more powerful. I feel like it's the frequencies and the notes, but I'm very careful of the music I listen to when I first wake up. Like, I'm not finna listen to Chief Keef when I first wake up, period. When I first wake up, I'm listening to like, you know, jazz, music like this that's on right now, like things just soothing, you know. But if I'm working out, okay, I'm gonna play like Chief Keef and play rap, but I don't listen to rap that often. So just manipulating the energy with music is very, I don't want to say manipulating, that kind of sounds a little weird, but just switching the vibes up with music. It also, when I want to feel confident, or when I want, like when I'm getting dressed, I listen to Beyonce, or I've been really listening to Alien Superstar, or I'm That Girl, Desert Eagle. I listen to a lot of different things. Old like blues, like Nina Simone. Just music that made me feel like that bitch. When I'm getting dressed, I'm listening to music that made me feel like that bitch. So implementing music in your life in that way is very beneficial. I touched on it a little bit with foods. Like I was talking about last episode, if I need to detox, or if I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm just stagnant, I'm going to go on the cleanse. Cleansing for me, I'll do a water cleanse. I'll do a juice cleanse. But if it's certain blockages, like I've been doing a lot of like root sacral chakra work, which is creativity, feeling safe, feeling grounded. So I'm eating light, but I'm eating like things of like root vegetables, carrot juice, beet juice, carrots are orange, which is tied to the sacral chakra, and red is root chakra. So that's why it's like things like I implement things in my life in a way that is really like, it's, how can I say this without sounding crazy? Everything just goes together. So just be my, like the foods you eat. We ain't finna eat no fucking fried chicken. We're not eating fried chicken 7 days a week. We're not eating fried nothing 7 days a week. Just make sure that you're keeping your energy clean. Make sure you're keeping your vessel clean. Like I really eat once a day. If I eat, the only days that I eat more than once is when I'm working out. If I'm working out, I'm eating like 3 times a day. I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But the days I'm not working, I'm eating once a day. And it works for me. That may not work for you, but and then I'm not, and when I'm eating, I'm not eating cheesy pizza and all of that. I'm eating like fried egg, whole grain bread. I always have something green, so lettuce and tomato. I'm drinking smoothies. And for dinner, I'll eat like mushroom. I'm really into mushrooms right now. So like mushroom, bell pepper, garlic mixed with some type of plant-based alternative. I don't really try to eat a lot of processed food, because vegan food is also processed. I'm not vegan. I just don't eat a lot of meat. But vegan food is also processed. So I just try to really be careful with that too. Like the processed vegan food. But I'll add some like vegan chorizo and I'll just eat that. Period. And that's what I eat. But I'm very health conscious. Like I don't eat a lot of stuff, because I know how it affects my mood and I know how it makes my body feel. I don't want to feel nothing. I want to feel really good. I want to feel vibrant, alive, and just in tune. Another thing is consistency. You have to be consistent. You're not always gonna like, don't be consistent in a place like you do it for 7 days, you don't see results, so you stop. Like, no, you have to be consistent. And I remember one time, this funny, but I remember one time I was like, man, I'm tired of doing this shit. Like, this shit ain't working. And it's like, God really speaks to me in different ways. And God, like, things just come to me that's like, God never cusses or nothing like that. I say it as my higher self, but it's not really no cussing. But it came to me like, the same energy that you put into dealing with that nigga that was no good, and you kept at it, you was consistent with it, knowing that, you know, you didn't really get results right then and there, it really was no results. Put that into your practice. Put that into your spiritual practices. Put that into your life. So if you can be consistent in that, and that was full of shit, then you can be consistent in something that's going to help you. And guess what? I set up straight and I just been consistent ever since. So being consistent is very, very, very important. Do not give up. I done been, my morning routine, like, I wake up, I start listening to music really early. So I go to sleep with my headphones in the bed so I could play like a song that, you know, because I visualize early in the morning. I try to see myself, because that's a really big part of manifesting. Like, if you cannot see yourself with that thing or living that life, then it's hard to manifest. So music helps me manifest and it helps me visualize. So I put my headphones on and I'll just visualize. So I get up, I stretch. I just started dry brushing. We'll get into that later, but I get up, stretch, dry brush, and I come into my prayer room. Even the days that I cannot get out of bed or I don't feel good, I still come. Like, I still have to pray. I'm very consistent in my prayer work. And I feel like that too is why, you know, even if people got smoke with me, or even if, you know, it's enemies or people is sending me negative energy, I really don't feel it, y'all. And I feel like this is why, because I'm so consistent in my work. And also, I'm not the only one that's praying for me. I have a praying mama. Like, it's a lot of, I have a lot of prayer warriors. The people that was here before me, you know, were prayer warriors. So I just, it's a lot. So a lot of stuff don't really, I don't feel a lot of shit. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be honest. So if you do have an issue or it's something with me, please know on this very day, that shit ain't doing nothing for me, babe. So just direct your energy elsewhere. Moving on. Being intentional, that's self-explanatory. Be intentional about everything you do. I'm intentional about when I sweep. When I sweep, I don't sweep towards me. I don't want that. I don't. And I was telling my sister, like, I've been stressing this for you. I talked to my sister about a lot of stuff, and I was saying, like, girl, you need to stop sweeping towards you. Like, if she sweep, I'd be like, stop sweeping towards you. And she'd be like, girl. But now she wished the other day, she was like, I see what you mean. You said no sweep towards you. I do not sweep towards me. The fuck I'm sweeping trash towards me for? Uh-uh, baby. I sweep, uh-uh. Hell no. Even when I do my cleansing and I mop the floor. Do you think I'm putting that dirty mop water in my front yard or in my backyard? No, that shit going down the toilet where the rest of the waste go. I'm not putting that shit on my property. No. Period. Not nowhere I lay my head. Uh-uh. Very, very intentional. I live a very intentional life, and I feel like it's... Now, I have my days. I'm not going to act like I'm without fault or my life is just amazing all the time, because I'm still human. You know, I'm still human. I'm still in the world. I'm just not of the world. But shit still happens to me. But I really feel like it don't happen to me as often, or it just doesn't affect me as much because of the life that I live and how intentional I am. Do things that make you feel good. Self-explanatory as well. Do things that make you feel alive. Do things that make you want to conquer the world. Like, just do shit that's just, yeah, hang with people that make you feel good. Hang with people that speak life into you. Hang with things that, like, hang with people that motivate you, that love you, care for you. You know, when it's like reciprocal. It's not no beef, no smoke, no, like, low-key jealousy or none of that weird shit. Be mindful of who's around you and do things that make you feel good. If you want to ride a bike, get a bike, start riding your bike, and fuck what people think. To be me, it's a lot of stuff I had to let go, but number one was people's opinions of me. I don't give a fuck what nobody think. I don't. If I really cared about people really was thinking and sitting up, coming up with, I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be talking about the stuff I talk about, like being as open as I am. I don't give a fuck what people think. You can't. You cannot care what people think, because you have to realize that people be projecting, for one. A lot of shit that you do and people talk about, they low-key want to do it. They just can't, or they feel like, you know, they care what people think. But you don't care what people think. Fuck them, for real. Fuck them. You do what you want to do, period. If it make you feel good, if it's for the good of all and the harm of none, do it. Because if my happiness, if me being happy, me being in alignment with my highest good, if that makes you uncomfortable, or if that makes you want to say anything about me, that says a lot about who you are. And that's fucking personal. Moving on. Take time for yourself. I don't have kids, so it's easy for me to take time for myself, but you have to. You know, I'm not a mom, but I know, like, I have a lot of mothers around me, but and I know how draining it could be, just giving all the time. Like, damn, I gotta feed this little motherfucker, like, they crying and all this. Even if it's, I see a lot of people that sit and they get off work, they go home and they sit in their driveways. Some people just order something and they eat their food in their driveway. They put that shit in the trash can outside and go in the house. And yeah, take time for yourself. You have to. You cannot pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving, and nobody's pouring into you, you're going to go mad. You're going to drive yourself crazy. So do shit for you. Period. Take time for yourself. And last but not least, be cool. Chill the fuck out. That's something I had to learn. I be chilling. Okay. I don't shit that happens or stuff people say, that shit really, I don't even give a damn, honestly. But it don't really come to me, because I'm cool on it. Be cool. It's a lot of shit you gotta be cool on. Now, I know that we see, like, you gotta let your ego go. And I believe that. But also, sometimes you do have to let motherfuckers know. Sometimes you do gotta be like, I am too good for that. And that's okay, because that keeps you from low vibrational experiences. That keeps you out of a lot of rooms that just ain't in alignment with your highest good. So I'm cool. When I say I be cool. I don't give a fuck about what's going on. I don't care what nobody's saying. Yeah, period. And we're gonna wrap this up. Oh, make a playlist. Period. Make a playlist. I made a playlist like last year. I got a lot of different playlists, but I have a playlist for getting ready. I have a playlist for working out. I have a playlist for, I got a wedding playlist. I ain't even married. I don't know what's happening, but I have a wedding playlist. The songs I want at my wedding. For real. That's crazy, but yes, make a playlist. Start making playlists. Have a fuck that nigga playlist. Have a cleansing playlist. When I'm cleansing, I have a gospel playlist. Like, make a playlist. But all in all, we need good soil. We need the nutrients. We need all the benefits. We need everything to be everything. We don't need nothing that ain't serving our highest good at all. Okay? So we're gonna wrap this up. I would say I'll see y'all next Sunday, but I don't know. It'll be a Sunday. Yeah, I don't know. But if I don't talk to you guys, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's Day. Let me stop. I'll be back before then. But yes, just everybody do the right thing. My sister always say that. Do the right thing. For real, though. Do the right thing. If it's not in your best interest, if it's not in the best interest of the next person, don't do it, babe. Not saying like, hold on, let me put this down because I really got to go into that. Not saying that do stuff for other people. Like, how can I say this? Because why did I just say that? Don't blow up. Don't shoot nobody. Don't blow up nobody's house or nothing like that. That's not in their best interest. But like, anyway, I'm finna, cause why did I just say that? Nah, I don't fuck that. I ain't finna get into it. Y'all know what I mean. But I love you guys. I will, I sound so like vibrant because I really feel really good. I've been feeling really good these last couple days, for real. So I have a lot of energy. That's all I have to talk about. Email me. Y'all know the stuff. Go to my Instagram. There's going to be a little 1-2 there. I love y'all. Do the right thing. Mind your business. Mind your manners. Mind your magic. Stay off that girl page. Stay off the, you know, do the right thing. Love you. Bye.